Wise people speak little, but say a lot. This instant illumination, Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California. Wise people speak little, but say a lot. Are you one of those wise people who speak little and say a lot? We know a lot of people who don't speak very much, and they really are not too wise. They don't have a lot going for them, but we still love them, and we still enjoy them, and see them doing whatever is their highest and best. But truly wise people speak little. They think before they speak, or when they are asked a question, or when they are thinking about a subject they're going to say something on, they instantly enter into their inner oneness, and they have all the information that they need. They don't have to mumble-jumble around looking for it in their consciousness. A wise person is a person who is alert, who is on top of things. Not necessarily things of facts and things of intelligence, but things that have to do with listening to the divine within. Now, you say wise, doesn't that mean knowledge on all sorts of subjects? Well, it could. But wise in our definition here is when you speak with understanding. You speak with love. You speak with compassion. You speak with unconditional love. And when you speak like that, you always say the right thing at the right time in the right way for the right purpose to the right people. And you never make a mistake. You do not bite your tongue later and wish you hadn't said something because you're not worried about that. You're speaking from the divine within you. You're speaking from that ultimate self of you that knows these things and knows how to live with them and knows how to be with them without being touched. Can you do that? I can do that. We can all do that. But do we do that? Do we really listen to the divine within under all circumstances? If a person comes up to you and says, "Oh my gosh, what am I going to do? There's been an accident and a lot of people are injured and they're right out in front of the house here. What are we going to do?" And a wise person would say, "Well, since it's in my concern, let's call the police and the ambulance and get help out here so that they can have that right away. And let's see that everyone involved in that accident is whole and perfect right now." But you said call the ambulance first, and you said call the police first, before you said everyone is whole and perfect right now. That's right. And you noticed that too, didn't you? Why didn't I say all is in divine order right now? Because first I had to assuage your mental attitude that there's an accident out there, and it's terrible, it's this and that. And when I said we'll call the authorities, you felt at peace. And then when I said all is in divine order now, everyone is whole and perfect right now, then you were more able to take a statement like that. You were more able to do that. That's wisdom. For if I had done it the other way, you would have ignored me, you would have thought I was being foolish, you would have thought that we were not being helpful and not immediately responding to the cause that stood before us. Whereas when you say all is in divine order, you're standing for the cause that is before you more diligently, more perfectly, more wonderfully than any other way that you could do it. That's what a wise person does. A wise person listens to the divine within him and knows the right answer to say at all times. The wise person is not confused. She knows exactly how to express herself. Their words are gentle and loving for whatever the circumstances may be. And she's not about to offend anybody. She's not about to make someone look like a fool or make someone look like they're uncaring. A wise person knows what he says, and he knows how to say it. And he knows that in saying the things that he says, everyone is going to be at peace. So then you walk outside, and you see the accident. And all of a sudden you realize it wasn't such a great thing. It's just a lot of noise and a lot of metal that was being bumped around. And when you walk over to the accident because of your curiosity, you find that everyone's okay. Everyone got out of their car. No scratches, no bruises, no bumps, no whiplash, none of these silly things that take place. And everyone is whole and perfect. And you look at them again, you say to yourself, "I see you all whole and perfect." And then you look at the car and you say, "Car, I see you whole and perfect." Now, if you say that in front of a person who's looking at that car and seeing all the mess that's there, they'll say, "You are a silly person." But when you say, "All is whole and perfect now, that car is whole and perfect now," when they take the car and take off the few outer exterior pieces that got bent and bumped, the car is in perfect shape. The frame is perfect, the motor is perfect, the windows are all perfect, the doors are perfect. Everything is perfect except for one little fender and the bumper. And they made all that noise. And then you check on that and you say, "All is in divine order." And the guy says, "Yep, my insurance will cover that. This was a thing that went wrong, and the insurance will take care of it. So everything's in divine order." Ooh, he said everything's in divine order. How wonderful. No wonder he didn't have any more experience than he had there. Of course, if he had said, "This is my car, I surround it with my pure white light of love, all its ways are peace, and all its paths are pleasantness, and the way before me is open." If he had said that, he undoubtedly would not have had the accident. He would not have had the problem that came upon him. But we're so Johnny-come-lately in saying those things, we don't realize how important it is to be up to date in our treatment. So that's why all day long a wise person will say, "I'm a wise person. I'm a wise person. I'm a wise person. I am listening to the divine within me, and the divine within me reveals all to me now. I'm a wise person. I am listening to the divine within me, and the divine within me reveals all to me now." Wise people speak little but say a lot, because they are prayed up, because they are affirmed up, because on the top of their mind, through the entire beingness that they are, they have the truth about themselves, which says that all is in divine order, which says I live in my ideal spirit, mind, and body, and all these other positive statements. We have dozens of them here, and one of these days I'll give a talk with using just primarily these statements, because they're good to have. They're wonderful to have. And if any of you at that time would like to have a copy of that statement, you just use our email or write in to us at God Unlimited, University of Healing, and we will be very happy to send you a copy of the affirmations, because they do work. A wise person knows these affirmations by heart, by soul, by being. And he speaks little, but when he speaks, his words are words of power. His words are words of might. His words are words of magnificence. Have a lovely evening, and know that I love you, I love you, I love you.